Hi, this is Dila, and welcome to my narrative story, Addicted. It's an exhibitionist romp, so hope you enjoy. I waited for him. This was our time. It happened every week. I stole away from the normal life, the life I was set into leading, the husbands my parents picked, that I was guilted into marrying, the three children and possible fourth that he wanted, but I didn't. Even though I loved them all in my own way, tonight, as I did every week, I escaped that life. Where was he? I looked at my watch. It was a bad habit. The red streaked black curls fell forward. Done, as he had requested. The rather small red dress stretched over possibly too ample curves. The shoes, black with red details, all matched and all picked out and paid for by him. Have you never asked where they came from or why I brought them? As long as I sucked his cock when he wanted and kept the house clean. What was that? Looking around and then feeling a male body press mine hard and fast from behind, I wanted to scream, but in my ear, the hard, warm words, "Miss me, little slut." I groaned, as just those words made me wetter than I had ever thought possible. He chuckled. "You've forgotten yourself already, pet. Where is my greeting? And you know I don't like to be kept waiting." I hadn't thought it was taking me that long to respond, but here in the chilling parking garage, I guess it had taken too long. Turning and dropping to my knees, I pressed my face into the jean-clad bulge and said what I was trained to. "Yours has missed you more than she ever wishes to, and is glad you have come to free her." This was rewarded with his hand pressing my face into that hot, musky, scented thickness encased in denim. I felt whorish. Loved it. Not even bothering to look around, only up at him. That smile that said I was in for a good night, as he dug in his pocket for the rope and collar. The collar I had seen before, felt. The rope was new. Slipping it around my neck and locking it, I whimpered. Then the rope was teased over my open thighs, because even kneeling, I was never to hide the heat that I had for him. Pulling me to my feet and then yanking both arms behind me, binding my hands quickly as I was marched to the hood of the SUV. Oh God, not here, my brain panicked, and the moment's hesitation earned me a hard slap to the rear. "You're being wicked, mine. You should know you are not to second guess me. That's why I'm your sir, remember? You found me. And you beg to be made into the whore you really are. So do as I say and as I guide you to." His words almost hurt. And I nod my understanding, legs parted, face on the cool metal, as the rope is secured somewhere I can't see. For tonight and every night, once a week, until I'm far braver, I'm his. Hands sliding up my thighs as my dress is slid the short distance over my ass. He loves the cocoa color and shape. Normally such a contrast, large hands gripping deeper colored flesh before. Thwap. Thwap. They come down, echoing in the cement building. Breath caught and eyes closed. You've learned how much I can take and how soon. Alternating with rubbing and then fingers parting my bared cut lips, I say nothing. And even though my hips long to roll into his caresses, I do not for fear he'll stop. Chuckling behind me, I hear, I see we are learning mine. So a reward. I hear his zipper and my fear returns, but I am already bound. So I stifle the sound in my throat as the very warm, fleshy tip probes my wetness. Have I aroused you, mine? Are you hungry for me? I moan and say yes, and then yes again. Good. And before I can say anything further, and without pause, he fills me to overfill with his thickness. Just so fucking thick. He's not my longest, but incredibly wide, almost to pain, and this alone pulls me into a moan sigh. I know I'm open to the world as anyone may walk by. As he uses me and his thought tightens me. But just that of what others are seeing make me try to look at him to show him how I feel. Again, that laugh. You do indeed look like a slut bent over. Dressed at your waist, tits near spilling out, and almost importantly stuffed full of cock. Slapping hands again on my flesh, and I feel my knees weaken, suddenly glad for the vehicle holding my weight. Beginning to pound into me, stuck between him and the car, I feel every thrust. Every detail of the paint chilled to the touch on my skin and the hot, hard body behind. Caught between heaven and hell until I cannot stand it. And beg him for my release, or at least let me taste him. Slut, is growled at me. Come now and then suck me clean and empty before heading home to that sad excuse you call a husband. Knowing you are my whore tonight and that he doesn't understand you as I do, and I want badly to cry with relief. Punctuating his demand, my ass is warmed again while he thrusts until I am crying in earnest, nodding, and come in hot, hard pulses matching wet tears, shameful, but loving it as I slip to my knees and sloppy mouth suck my honey juices from his stiffness, then suck harder and faster till he rewards me. Rope. Undone and already disappeared from sight, cum still on my tongue as I turn to him, waiting. He makes motion for me to turn around, and I follow, turning around to face the car and feeling my collar be removed. Count to 10 and do not turn around before then. I will call you with next week's meeting place in the next few days. Standing and counting, the dress not fully tucked down, still tasting him on my tongue, tears drying, leaking down my thighs. Once I've reached 10, I get into my car and head home, trying to wipe my face and hide my inner horror before I reach the front door and cover myself with my coat. Why do I do this, you might ask? Why be treated in this manner and be made feel as I do? Simple. It's a need. He's my addiction, my pusher, my drug, my knight in leather and denim.